So we're back with 10 minutes of Talmud, and today we continue talking about burial practices and when to start saying Shiva. So we'll say our blessing and be on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. All right, we're in Yerushalmi Moed Katan, chapter 3. We're still in Halacha 5. We're just kind of rolling along. We're on 17a2 in the Schottenstein. And I imagine it hasn't escaped your notice that this whole business of you bury him once, after 3 days, you get him out, you bury him again, sounds an awfully lot like Christian narratives, right? They bury him 3 days later, they kind of like, I guess, try to bury him again. So one of the interesting things about these stories here, these cases, is that this idea of you bury someone, you roll away the stone after 3 days and you take a look, is common practice. You know, it's not like this was a, you know, special case for Jesus only. This is like something that just happens repeatedly. Just normal part of burying people. So, you know, it's grounded in reality, that stuff. All right, here we go. Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef tarhein trehon amri. So Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yosef both say, hada dat amar. This is what you say in the second opinion, that the relatives count Shiva from the time of the sealing of the second grave. B'toch shiv'ah, that applies only when the body was moved during those first 7 days of mourning. In other words, during the Shiva period that started as soon as you bury the corpse the first time. Okay? So if the reinterment happens while the family is sitting through that original Shiva, right? Then you don't have to shit another one. Avala achar shiva, but if it's after 7 days of mourning, a complete kfar avad ha'evel, they finished already. Okay, you don't have to sit another 7 days. All right. B'shantu da'atan lefanoto. Furthermore, they count shiva from the sealing of the second grave only if the family had intended to reinter the body somewhere else after the first one, okay? If that's part of the plan, right? Your relative dies on Monday. You bury him on Monday. But your plan is to rebury him on Thursday. So in your mind, he isn't really buried yet, okay? Yeah, he may be in a burial cave, but it's not the burial cave where he's really going to rest. Okay? So you don't start saying Shiva until that second one, because in your mind, that's when he's really going to be truly buried and at peace. You've done everything you can for him, and now you start the business of mourning and going on with your life. Okay. Aval. But but if you bury him and you think, that's it, boom, we're done, then you start counting from the day that the first burial is completed. Kahara, and here we have a story. Gamliel di Kuntaya Kavrune Borsai Gabon. So Gamliel de Kuntaya, could mean an elder, could mean he's from a place. They're a little hazy on the meanings of these. Died in Borsa, and the Borsians buried him with them in Borsa. Batar talta yamin im lechun machazra ayate. So after 3 days, they changed their minds. and they decided to take him back to his hometown to bury him. Atun, the family came, Vishalun, the Rabbi Simon, they asked Rabbi Simon, okay, so do we start saying Sidney Shiva from the second burial or from the first one? All right. Amar Lon Rabbi Simon Bashem Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Simon says, in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mikivan Shalonatatem da'atchem lefanoto, because at the time when you originally buried him, you had no intention of moving his body. Okay? Misha Yisa Tem Hagolil Harishon. You start counting the 7 days of Shiva from the time that the grave is closed, the first grave. Okay. So really, it all depends on your mental state. The closest I can draw an analogy to this in modern times is, let's say somebody dies in the hospital. Okay. They are taken to a morgue, or they are taken to a funeral parlor, right? So they are in some ways in the process of being buried or in the process of being taken care of. But you wouldn't sit Shiva just because the person is dead and is at the funeral home. You only sit Shiva once the person is really, truly, finally at rest. In other words, it's all about your frame of mind. You have to be able to do everything you can for the deceased. Once the deceased is properly taken care of, then you can start with Shiva. Because trying to mourn somebody before they've been truly and well buried, it's like trying to move with your feet in concrete. Can't do it. You can't do it because you have unfinished business. You have to take care of that in order to move forward. Judaism, if I may say so, does death really well. And they understand that Shiva can't really start until in your mind the person's body is at rest, at peace. There's nothing more you can do for them. And that's why they're saying it all depends what's in your head at the time of the burial. All right, pick up here tomorrow. Talk to you then. Bye.